Earlier on in the day, we heard from Health Minister Dr. Arend Motsoaledi about the outbreak of listeria in South Africa. If you're active on Twitter, you'll know that one of the big trending topics today is hashtag listeriosis, which was coming out of the briefing that the minister gave a little bit earlier on. And to speak to us about this outbreak and what you need to know, we're joined on the line by Dr. Juno Thomas, the head of the Center for Enteric Diseases at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Dr. Thomas, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. So, Dr. Thomas, what is listeria?
So, listeria is a bacterial disease, and the bacterium is very widely distributed in nature. We find it in soil, we find it in water, we find it in decaying vegetation. And the problem comes when you have contaminated food and people eat the contaminated food, and then persons at high risk from certain underlying conditions can then become seriously ill as a result of getting this infection.
Mm-hmm. So it's widely distributed, which means on a day-to-day basis, we are likely to come in contact with it?
So, yes, I mean, it is likely that, many people do come into contact with it from time to time. But for most persons, it's not really a risk. There are risk groups, for example, pregnant women, very young babies, and those aged over 65, and persons with very weak immune systems, including persons with HIV, that should they become exposed to the contaminated food may develop severe disease.
Mm-hmm.
So typically in the country we see around 80 cases of listeriosis a year, but they're what we call sporadic. So you just get intermittent cases from different parts of the country. This is different in that we're now dealing with a large outbreak. We have over 550 cases for this year alone, and we're seeing it from many provinces, but particularly from Gauteng, where we've had more than 60% of the cases.
So why the increase from 80 cases a year to this, unusual 550 cases this year? What's changed? What's happened?
So what we're dealing with now is an outbreak. And it's likely a single contaminated food source that people are being exposed to, mm-hmm, and developing infection.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that just given the numbers of cases and the provincial distribution, that it's likely a food item that's widely distributed, available quite easily at a retail level,
mm-hmm,
and is consumed by people across all socioeconomic groups, mm-hmm, because we're seeing patients becoming ill and presenting at both private and public healthcare facilities.
And is there any idea what kind of food or what kinds of foods can be contaminated? Maybe is a better question.
Okay, so historically it was always associated with unpasteurized milk and cheese products, and then increasingly with meat and meat-related products. But in the last decade or so, outbreaks of listeria have been linked with wide variety of other foodstuffs as well, including vegetables and fruits and ready-to-eat meals. So in fact, it spans most foodstuffs,
mm-hmm,
which makes it very difficult to give specific guidance about avoiding any particular type of food, because at the moment, we really haven't been able to narrow down to what food type we think is most likely responsible.
Hmm. The minister, though, in speaking about the outbreak, said it is treatable and preventable.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? And also, what symptoms? Symptoms are someone meant to look out for? Perhaps to find out if you should be concerned about contamination of your food products by the bacterium.
All right. So, listeriosis, when people become ill with listeria can present in a number of ways. And the first is that they can develop a fever with diarrhea and a gastroenteritis, or they may develop a more severe disease where the bacteria enters the bloodstream and you get a bloodstream infection, or another form of severe disease where the bacterium infects the brain and the linings of the brain, causing meningitis and meningoencephalitis.
Mm-hmm.
So symptoms of severe disease, I mean, patients who develop either a bacteremia where you have a bloodstream infection or a meningitis infection of the brain will typically develop fever and become very ill quite rapidly. For meningitis, it's the same symptoms as other bacterial meningitis. So fever with headache, neck stiffness, perhaps even nausea, vomiting, and sensitivity to light. So generally people who develop severe disease will know that they're ill and will seek health care.
Is the outbreak being contained, do we know, or is it too soon to say?
So what we're doing at the moment is monitoring for cases across the entire country. And we're doing case investigations. So patients with listeriosis are being investigated on a case-by-case basis to try and ascertain what foods they consumed in the months before they got sick, and to try and do trace back and develop a sort of a pattern of food consumption that can guide us to where we need to look in terms of testing food or testing food processing facilities.
Mm-hmm. And if you suspect you have symptoms, the best thing to do is to go to your physician,
your healthcare provider. Yes, or the clinic, depending on whom your regular healthcare provider is.
And is there a number of days that these symptoms would have been presenting for that then you might perhaps want to check? So a week, 2 weeks, how long after you started experiencing the symptoms is it advisable to go and check?
No, so, I mean, if it would be if you're developing any severe form of listeriosis, you will be ill enough that you would definitely go to a healthcare provider in any case.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue comes when you develop fever and a diarrhea, because diarrhea is a very common complaint in any case. And, you know, very few diarrheas that we see in the country, in fact, a tiny proportion will be listeria. Most will be viral gastroenteritis and other usual bacterial gastroenteritis. So gastroenteritis aren't typically investigated for listeria. But persons, especially those who are immunocompromised and pregnant, should they develop fever and start feeling ill very rapidly, then they must go to a healthcare provider as soon as possible.
A question on WhatsApp saying, are there any parts of the continent where they're seeing this outbreak, or is it a very localized outbreak?
So we don't have data from neighboring countries or the rest of the continent. So as far as we're aware, it's a national outbreak at the moment.
That's Dr. Juno Thomas, the head of the Center for Enteric Diseases at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Dr. Thomas, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Good afternoon.